I started my paper with the Bible, where God threatens to punish snooty women by making them bald. I wrote about the ancient Greeks who thought up the chignon, still a good style today, and about Lady Godiva, who rode naked through the streets, hidden only by her hair, to make her mean husband let up on his subjects. And I wrote about Saint Barbara, whose father dragged her by her hair because she was Christian. I described the hairdos of the 18th century, which were padded with horsehair till they were mile high, and then decorated with tiny sailing ships and birds' nests. I cannot imagine how those women slept in those. Then I covered the bobs of the so-called flappers, the wild women of the 1920s, Marcel waves, which introduced curling irons, ratting, which led to beehives, and the trend toward long hair for both men and women today. What I discovered about hair was amazing, or at least I thought so.
But Mr. Mason, the teacher, did not agree.
Callahy said this paper has nothing to do with the growth of civilization or the wars that made it possible or the march of progress. It's about hair. Well, yes, sir, it is.
And he says, we are not in beauty school. We are studying the history of the world.
Well, yes, sir, and hair is a part of the history of the world.
Hair is just fashion. Fashions come and go.
Isn't fashion part of civilization?
Well, it is, but it hasn't changed history like the rise of Christianity or the Industrial Revolution or the World Wars. He gave me a C.
He gave me a C. That upset me, and I asked Papa about it. Papa was in the South Pacific at the end of World War II. I said, Papa, why is war more important than regular people's lives and the way they want to look or feel? Why is war more important than things people care about in peacetime? And Papa looked at me and said, Cal, for some reason, there are a lot of people who find war more interesting than just about anything you can name.